Good morning and welcome back to Format FM. I'm your host, The Format. I'm just bringing you this quick update. There was a mass shooting in Texas today. I got an update here from Fox News. Texas shooting, suspect accused of killing five neighbors after request to stop firing rifle. Article written by Chris Pandolfo. This is from 1 hour ago. San Jacinto County, Texas sheriff named suspect in shooting as Mexican national Francisco Oropeza as manhunt closes in. A Mexican national is suspected of killing five neighbors in southeast Texas after one of them asked him to stop shooting his rifle late Friday, saying that a baby was trying to sleep. The suspect in the execution-style killings is Francisco Oropeza, 39, a Mexican national, according to San Jacinto County Sheriff Greg Capers. No photos of Oropeza is currently available. Police have located Oropeza and are hopeful that he will soon be in custody. The sheriff said police have pinned the suspect in a wooded area 1.2 miles west of the crime scene, where an 8-year-old boy was one of the five killed. Capers also said that a perimeter has been set up in the wooded area, adding that around 50 to 75 law enforcement officers are in the area searching for him. The Texas Department of Corrections has sent a team with dogs, officers on horseback, and a drone in the air to assist with Oropeza's arrest. In a tweet, the FBI said that it is assisting in the search for Oropeza. Capers told Fox News Digital he is praying that the suspect will be in custody in the next 2 to 4 hours. He said this was the first mass shooting incident with more than three victims his office has ever dealt with. Capers said, "Nobody should ever have to witness this. Nobody should ever have to live through this." Just before midnight, deputies with the San Jacinto County Sheriff's Office were dispatched to respond to a call for harassment at the 100 block of Walters Road in the Trails End area of Cleveland, Texas, about 50 miles north of Houston. En route to the scene, the Sheriff's Office received multiple 911 calls about an active shooter at the location. Upon arriving, officers discovered five people had been shot at the residence. According to the sheriff, the suspect was a neighbor who had been firing an AR-15 style rifle in his yard before midnight. Police found shell casings in the yard. One of the victims came out of the house and said, "Hey, we have a small baby that's trying to sleep." And the man said, "I'll shoot out in my front yard. I do what I want to in my own residence." A Mexican national is suspected of killing five neighbors at a home near Cleveland, Texas. Witnesses told investigators the gunman was drinking alcohol. What happened next is shocking. Police say the man walked up to the front door of his neighbor's house and began firing. One victim was found by the doorway leading into the living room. Another victim was found dead in the living room. Two women were found shot dead upstairs, their bodies shielding young children who survived and were taken to a hospital. Police say each victim was shot in the head. When police arrived, four people were pronounced dead at the scene, and an 8-year-old boy was airlifted in critical condition to a local trauma center where he died. A SWAT unit from neighboring Montgomery County arrived to assist and cleared several properties near the crime scene. The shooter was determined to have fled the county. Police responded to the scene. Three other victims were taken to the hospital covered in blood, according to the sheriff's office. It was not clear if they were injured or if the blood belonged to the other victims. Capers said that the victims were from Honduras. He said a total of 10 people were living in the house. Of those killed, four were adults, one male, three females, while the youngest was just 8 years old. The three other victims who were taken to the hospital were children. Two other people inside the residence were evaluated at the scene and released. When we got here, the two females in the bedroom were actually laying over the top of the younger children, two of the three younger children that survived. The sheriff's office is withholding the identities of the victims pending notification of next of kin, but says it has a copy of Oropeza's consular identification card. Capers said authorities confiscated a shotgun, two rifles, including the 22 caliber rifle. I don't think that's right. I must be reading this wrong. And a pistol from the victim's residence. A judge issued a warrant for the suspect's arrest and assigned a $5 million bond. Texas Rangers are assisting with the ongoing investigation. Police are asking the public to avoid the area as there is still a heavy police presence. This is a developing story and will be updated as more information becomes available. So, the first update is the photo of Oropeza is already on TV. Yeah, he's 39, a Mexican national. There's a photo of him. I'm not seeing any other updates yet, but if I'm around, I'll pop back on and let you guys know what's going on. I just wanted to do a quick recording for this since it's a big story. I hope to start doing longer news stories where I cover multiple stories. And if you want to see more stuff like this, of course, go to scaryperryskateboards.com. That's SCARYPERRYSK, the number 8, and boards, BORDS.com. No, it's not a store for buying skateboards. It's where you can find me reading stories, posting stuff. Occasionally, I cover pro wrestling. And if you want more content, also head over to buymeacoffee.com/formatfm and send me some money. Thank you very much for listening. And as always, I'll talk to you later. And have a great day.